Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, folks, to Hamp's Corner of America, a corner where your host, Codis Hampton II, hangs out with notable guests, discussing topics of interest to you and yours. Milwaukee's 13th and Juno is where our host grew up, where his creativity and his imagination originated. Hamp's Corner of America is where we discuss, debate, and innovate. In the end, we will all leave with a sense of purpose. So come on, hang out with us. And now your host, Codis Hampton II.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Hamp. Here at the corner, we're pleased that you're taking the time to check us out. We are old school here, without disregarding the contributions of hip-hop to our current state of being. You will find that we often refer back to our past, as we do believe that if you do not know where you came from, you most certainly will not get to where you want to go. It is our hope that you will hang with us and our guests of the hour, and even contribute to the discussion, so that we may leave here having gained, or at the very least, enhanced our perspective on the topics of today. And by all means, have fun while doing so. Without further ado, let's get deep into it. Hello, 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 folks. And happy holidays to you. You know, and welcome once again. Glad you decided to hang with me on my corner for this particular holiday season show. Happy holidays to one and all again. You are being entertained by Hemp Selections from his collections, Volume LXXXIX, or simply show number 89. Our new published book, The Episodic Thoughts of Hemp, Volume 2, gives us an extra reason to celebrate this time of year. It's a food for thought book where you will find seriousness blended with humorous commentary. Black folks news, family, love, friendship, and politics are the covered subject. It is available at https://outskirtspress.com/hemp-episode-thoughts-volume-2. Get a copy for you and a gift copy for a friend. You will not be disappointed. Stay tuned to our social media sites for any changes. Another one of my books, Unchani, is still available at https://outskirtspress.com/Unchani, spelled U-N-C-H-O-N-N-I. Meanwhile, folks, we are here today to make it a Christmas season to remember. We're going to play some sounds from the Motown Christmas album. There's a little smooth jazz from Kirk Whalum and Friends for your pleasure. Nothing like hearing a little Donny Hathaway, the originator of the song This Christmas. As always, I'm introducing you to a few of my favorite cuts. And as you know, I'm not a DJ. I, like you, are a music lover. That doesn't stop me from playing my favorites to you. So join me. Enjoy my selections by swaying to the beat. We want you to chill, enjoy the music. It's Brother Hemp doing his thing for your musical pleasure. Once again, thanks for stopping by my corner. I hope this holiday season finds you and yours doing well and healthy. Watch that Omarun come, you feel me? All right, we begin with the Christmas offers from the Ohio Players. They call this song Happy Holidays.
Hi, the Ohio Players would like to wish you the happiest of holidays.
The little love is the only
All right, all right. Next up, a collaboration. Sax man Kirk Whalen is joined by Music Soul Child. The cut is entitled, We're Still Friends.
This is a song about a couple who used to be in love, but they had to break up. They ran into each other on the street one day and heard the conversation. Hello, friend. How has it been? Wonderful, you've got a friend. Though we've changed in our endeavor, yeah. I find we still some things in common.
that time of year when you start looking at things that happened during the year, you know, the loves you won, the loves you've lost. And it's always good to say, hey, we might not have made it, baby, but we're still friends. I love that song. Okay, a lot of artists and their mama has recorded this next song. We play for you. The original artist of this classic is called, well, I should say the artist is Mr. Donny Hathaway. He sings his classic called This Christmas.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas. And cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do.
This Christmas,
fireside blazing bright. We're caroling through the night.
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas, y'all.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas.
Well, are you getting the picture? Yes, sir. That's what it means, that, hey, it's very, very, very important that you make sure you with your main squeeze at Christmas time. Your main squeeze be with them and your family. Hey, it involves more than you at Christmas, that's for sure. All right, This time we have a triple collaboration for you. The artist is Isaac Hayes, Wendy Moten, joining Kirk Welling in an offering called I Loved You in Memphis.
I got it made out here in Malibu. Yeah. Designer clothes, a new Rolls Royce, a house with an ocean view. Somewhere east of this paradise, I see a city by the river where heaven used to be. Oh, when life was young and free, and you were right here with me.
Think that it'll last forever.
Ooh,
for whatever reason it might go.
Yeah.
So cherish it. Hold on to it.
Good luck.
You'll wind up pining away over the little things. The little things become gigantic things when it's not there. So I find myself lamenting in the middle of the night.
No, that's right.
Touch.
Oh, yeah, we're still on this love thing because, as I said, this is the time of year when you thank God for who you already have and thank God if you found somebody new or found somebody to be with. You feel me? And speaking of why we even have Christmas, and speaking of the birthplace of our Savior, I wasn't, I am now. This offering is from Kim, along with Janice Gang, singing a song called Bethlehem. You know the play?
Go down to Bethlehem. I want to go bow to my Savior tonight. Can we go down to Bethlehem? I want to find out if the King is alright. I know we can make it in time. Heaven will be our God. More love for the heart of mankind we can only get to the light. The Bethlehem. La da 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 da. Can we go down to Bethlehem, leaving our worries and troubles behind? Take me on down to Bethlehem, where I know Mary will be right by your side. There's a crown of mercy and grace. There's no time to waste. About Jesus. Dear Lord, your praises will ring through all eternity. Yeah.
Down to you.
On down.
Bethlehem, birthplace of our Christ. All right, this program is brought to you by Ham's Corner of America parent company, the Chia Group. You can check us out at www.hcofa.net. I wanted to share one of my life maturing adventures with the world. In 2010, I wrote my first book to do just that. As I said at the outset, the book is entitled Un Chani, and tells of my U.S. Army South Korean tour in the early 60s. I remember my oldest son saying it was a book that would only interest other Vietnam-era veterans, their wives or relatives. He hadn't read the book or the storyline at the time. No, the book appears to all folks interested in our soldiers stationed abroad. I've republished the book, Un Chani, South Korea, I Remember 1962 and 63. It was released the end of last year. It's a love story that ends in a final separation. Readers will see how Un Chani soldiers and other characters feel about their identity. You read how black soldiers cope with civil rights, racism, and their military obligations. Now, emotionally involved, you're left, as with the characters, wondering, what if? Yes, it's more than just a story about the military. You will have a chance to cast a vote on how it moves you to think of different approaches to life's problems. Look for the availability details at https://outskirtspress.com/unchani, spelled UNCHONNI. Got time on your hands? Read a good book. Hey, if not one of mine, read somebody else's book, but read, please. All right, I feel you. I know you've been waiting for it. This is the Temptations with their classic entitled Silent Night. Christmas until you hear that song, as well as This Christmas by Donny Hathaway or somebody. You feel me? Next up again is Kirk Whalum with one of his songs. This cut is called Now Till Forever. Smokey Robinson joins in the Offering Club. This one is from that Motown Christmas CD. The cut is appropriately called It's Christmas Time. Nice one for you. Once again, it's Kirk Whalum with the tune called Playing with Fire. God. Don't let nobody fool you, people. Life, music, and God is good. You feel me? We close out this set with Miss Tasha Cobbs' Leonard offering of O Come, All Ye Faithful.
Sir God,
life and music is good. You feel me? This show is also brought to you by Rich Tycoon, all original, A.O. Brand. You may have seen him wearing it on his Chapter 34 CD. He has on a pullover hooded sweatshirt with the pronounced letters A.O. capitalized in bold. The hooded sweatshirts, as well as this past summer's t-shirt styles, come in a variety of colors. He also has a zippered style with the hoodie and the same all-original lettering, the chest, displaying the big A.O. for you. A.O. snapbacks, A.O. sweatshirts, and A.O. t-shirts are also available. Check him out. Go to his site at www.allorigina.media. That's allorigina.media. Go there for the full details. I got 9 order yours today. Along with AO Media, my son Richie Tycoon Hampton is doing it all these days. Check out the commercial he made for my book, Remembering Mars. It's shown on my Facebook page. You got a commercial project that you want created, filmed, and produced? Rich is the man to call. As noted, go to www.allorigina.media for the full details. You will not be disappointed with the end product. The man is producing quality items. He did the latest for my book called The Episodic Thoughts of Hemp, Volume 2. You can find that one. It is a short video, so check it out. Check it out. Rich is doing good these days. Love the boy. Love the man, I should say. He's not a boy. All right, we open up this set to the sound of our favorite artist of the show, Kirk Whalum. He is playing the Donny Hathaway classic song entitled Give It Up. Thank you. Speaking of Hathaway, we have Brian Courtney Wilson and Gene Moore from the Motown Christmas CD covering Donny Hathaway's song entitled This Christmas Once More Time.
so glad. This Christmas.
Yes. All right. For you folks who are not familiar with the great late Donny Hathaway, here he is singing one of his classics. The soulful R&B song is entitled A Song for You. Man is talking to his lady. Listen, you might learn something, as I did. Merry Christmas, y'all.
Places in my life and time, I've sung a lot of songs, I've made some bad ones, I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching, but we're alone now. And I'm singing the song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. We're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. You taught me precious secrets of a true love, holding nothing. You came out in front when I was hiding. Listen to the melody, 'cause my love is in there hiding. Space or time. I love you for my life. You're a friend of mine. And when my life
ma'am, yes, ma'am. Ty Tribbett joins us with his rendition of Little Drummer Boy.
Clap your hands like cat, cat, cat. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Come, they told me,
pum-rum-pum-pum,
a newborn king to see, pum-rum-pum-pum.
Yeah.
Our finest gifts we bring, pum-rum-pum-pum.
Are we having fun yet, y'all? Please, I feel you, I feel you. We close out this set with another one of my favorites from Norman Brown and his guest vocalist, Miss Carol Reddick, entertains us now. I played this on my last show and promised to name the vocalist. So, there you are again, Miss Carol, C-A-R-O-L-E, Reddick. Carries the vocals for guitarist Norman Brown. Seems as though he's trying to catch a lovely lady with a few questions. Interestingly enough, the title of which is I Might.
Too good for me to let you walk on by. Yeah, 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 babe, I'm pursuing and I hope that you don't mind, cause you got a lot of something hard to find. Just been so
good, ever since you caught my eye. But the attraction is more than just physical, babe. Can I spend the day to explore every corner of your mind? Cause I wanna stimulate your intellectual.
Oh yeah, I might. Yeah, that doggone record. Always, I mean, I love the record, but it makes me feel like I'm listening in on a conversation that's really not my business. You feel me? All right, meanwhile, Ham's Corner of America Hour, along with guests and others, are still going to continually promote the need for people to read every day. It is a way of increasing your personal knowledge base. Reading keeps you aware of what is happening in our political circles and strengthens our community. Get those books like my latest, The Episodic Thoughts of Hemp, Volume 2. As previously stated, it is a food for thought book with commentary on Black folk news, love, friendship, politics, and current subject matter. Entertain yourself with this humorous content on life itself, just in time to be used as a Christmas present. Thank you for allowing me to promote works that I've written and I'm so very proud of. You just don't know how putting those types of works out there make me feel currently in my life. It is indeed a feeling of accomplishment. Or read other authors. I'm not, hey, I just want you to read. As I said, or read other authors who are providing a sense of worth and historical matter that people of color will not find in their school's curriculum or the public library. Read those internet blogs, magazine articles, and newspaper articles that truly interest you, especially today, because, I mean, hey, it's rough out there. You know what I'm saying. Share them with your family and show them that reading increases your awareness of what is really going on. Don't wait for somebody to tell you what is happening, because you will get their interpretation of events. Find out for yourself. We should teach our children to read at young ages so that they develop great reading habits. Encourage your children to be independent thinkers and not just follow the crowd. Teach them to use their imagination. That alone will improve their creativity that can lead them to all types of professions in life. Reading is where you start to separate yourself, develop thought, learn any and all types of new ideas. Yes, reading is the key to a wealth of knowledge. You can find more details on my website at www.hcofa.net. All right? Let's begin this set with the great Smokey Norfolk from the Motown Christmas CD. He covers the classic song, Oh, Holy Night.
The dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error, pining till he appeared and a new and glorious morn.
Christ was born. Oh, 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 night, oh, night divine, oh, night. Oh, 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 you see, it was a holy night. Oh, yes, it was a blessed night. Oh, the night that my Savior was born.
I gave you a taste of the late, great Donny Hathaway during the last set. Here he sings that civil rights classic called Someday We'll All Be Free.
Brighter days will soon be here.
Oh, yes, someday we'll all be free. And just because, let's play that Temptations classic again. You know the one called Silent Night?
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind,
holy,
until the world,
Jesus,
remember this life.
Now, all right. To close out this set, we bring back sax man Kirk Whalum. He calls this one Voices Inside. Everything is everything.
I always wanted to make that sound, and I want to buy a wall off of this one.
Time to tap.